this is the Riot podcast. I warn you, it contains entertainment and information. And so if you're not in favor of either one of those, I recommend you stop now.
I think that's what we try to promote for everyone, though, right? Like for every episode? No, just this one?
Don't get focused on the little things, Nikki. I want you to stay with me in the moment.
That's the main detail.
I don't even know what I meant when I said that. It sounded good until you questioned it.
Okay.
Which is the way most of our content holds up. It sounds really good until you start to question it.
Until you start to look into it.
So put Google away and just pretend it's real.
And just listen to what we have to tell you, all the stories that we weave, and enjoy it.
So today we talk Tuesdays, Contacts, KFC, Little House on the Prairie. We also talked to Daraj.
He is so nice.
Very nice guy. You're going to enjoy that.
New hip-hop artist for Radio U. We've had him on Radio U TV as well. So if you want to check out some music videos, make sure you go to Radio U and you'll see the TV section and you're good.
So, hey, also hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs. And bone fragments. I think you should include that with it. Well, is the story combined or is that two separate stories?
You'll see.
You'll find out.
You'll see. So, hey, guys, enjoy the podcast and we'll look forward to you listening to us in roughly 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Go!
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So glad it's Tuesday, right?
Aren't you? Like, we're just flying by this week.
Man.
Is it Tuesday already?
Man, guys. It's just one of those things where I keep thinking to myself, like, is it Tuesday yet?
It's like, seriously, slow life down. It's going too fast this week.
Tuesday really is. Is it not, like, one of the most just nothing days? Monday is a very specific, like, all right, we're back. We got to get in this. We got to get in that. I'm tired. I didn't sleep good last night. When's the weekend? I'm the farthest from the weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Tuesday, though, I find is the same feelings, but you know you got to crack down and get the work done.
Yeah.
So, like, you're really, really working hard on trying to get everything finished. Wednesday, Thursday, and then, you know, Friday rolls around.
Wednesday, I feel like, is the dawning of a new... Here's what it makes me think of. Okay, I have a family member that has a little sign in their house that says 40s are the old age of youth, 50s are the youth of old age.
Yeah.
They have that sign. And that's what I feel like Wednesday is. Like, it's the old of the beginning of the week, but it's the young of the weekend.
Sure.
So it's like something's happening. Thursday is the why isn't it Friday yet? Friday is woo! But Tuesday to me is just
today.
It's like you're on your way to the moon, but it takes 3 days to get there. You're just in the middle of like blackness. There's nothing. There's nothing to look at.
You're on your way to the moon, but you've gone through the fun of the takeoff and all that stuff and all the excitement or the anxiety with that. And then now you're just looking at each other going, well, how long is this going to take?
So
we're just figuring out how long is this week going to take?
So we're just stuck in this little room together for a few days.
Reality has sunk in. And so the week has gone and we're doing it.
That's exactly what this is. Nikki and I are stuck in this little room together. It's a Tuesday, and we're just waiting to get there, but we're not there yet.
But we are so excited for the journey.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's like, we don't want you guys to get the wrong opinion about it.
The journey. Nikki, they say if you don't enjoy the journey, there's nothing to enjoy because that's all there is.
Well, we're giving a lot of good stuff. A lot of good, like, wall art stuff, like you said, or pillows, or that could be on a blanket.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, the thing that Nikki and I are waiting on so intensely is the flea market, where this weekend we'll be going, so we can buy some more of these things to hang on the wall.
Well, the studio looks a little empty.
It's a little bare in here. It is a little bare.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
I wear contact lenses some days. I switched over to glasses. I just did. I don't know why. Laziness mostly, I guess, because I don't know. It's great to be able to take your glasses off. If you want the world to go blurry for a while,
you can make that happen.
That's not so bad. It's like glasses off. Oh.
I feel like that came around the time you wanted to kind of change your look a little, or like there's not, I mean, too much.
Did my look need changed, Nikki?
It did not, but it became the glasses were a part of a look.
Yeah, that's true.
And they looked really nice.
It just kind of all happened at once.
Yeah.
And so I've been a glasses wearer for the last 6 or 7 months. Love it. But from time to time, I like to throw the contacts in. And contacts are funny. If you're not used to sticking your finger in your eye, it's weird. But once you get used to it, it becomes bizarrely unweird. Like, I can totally just stick my finger back in my eye, whatever, right? It always creeps people out, but you're used to it. No big deal. So there's a woman in Great Britain. She's in the UK at a hospital called Solihull Hospital. She was going to have an eye, some sort of an eye surgery.
Cataracts.
So doctors go in, and she's on the table, and they're forcing her eye open. And they're giving her some sort of an anesthetic, so she's going to go away, even though her eye's going to be open. The anesthesiologist is like, there's a blue mass in her eye, the blue mass. So they get in there with some forceps, and guess what they find?
Well, how is this possible?
They find
27.
Well, they find 17 contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, hey, you know what? Let's go in and poke around just one more time. And then they find 10 more. She had a grand total of 27 contact lenses in her eye.
In her eye, which
just
is why she was
in her eye.
Why she was having so many problems, and she just never spoke up or something.
Right. She said that every time she was putting contacts in, she thought she had dropped one or lost it or something like that.
Now, feels like she wasn't just taking them out at all.
I will tell you that I have done this. I, at one point, this has been a long time ago, but I had a contact that had rolled back behind my eye, and
sure,
I did not know it.
Yeah, that's not 27 of them, though.
No, it's not. But
you're still not at all close to this lady.
It was multiple days before I figured out, and I had worn other lenses while I had that contact rolled back behind my eye. In fact, it was when I was taking one of my lenses out that I actually was looking at my eye, and I was like, what is that? It looks like I have something on my eye. And I start working around, and I pulled a contact out from behind my eye.
And she'd been wearing them for 35 years and said that sometimes she just couldn't find it when she'd go to remove it and just wasn't sure where it was, and it was getting stuck somewhere.
It had gone home. Those contacts were like, we don't want it to be thrown away.
Now, this is interesting. She had 27 contacts in her right eye, but the left eye had none.
No problems.
That's really weird.
They say this points to the fact that she obviously has not been to an optometrist in like 30 years. Because she says that she's
tattling on her about that.
Well, pretty much. I mean, like, if you go to the optometrist, they really give your eye a good once over.
Yeah, but how's she getting contacts? Well, maybe it's different.
Might
there
be different in the UK.
Because here you have to go see the doctor to get your contacts prescription every so often.
Yeah, here in the US, I think your contact prescription runs out in a year, I think. And then your glasses prescription is good for 2 years. I don't know.
Well, we don't know what she was doing.
I know I'm due to go back and see the guy. But I haven't yet.
Well, it should be better than that. Better than how that one went with her.
27 contacts in her eye, man.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
I can't believe I've never thought of this before. This is amazing. Merced, California, KFC. Finger looking good, Nikki. The chicken. The Colonel's chicken.
Did someone do something, or did a KFC location do something?
Well, let me ask you this. How much do you want the chicken?
KFC chicken? You know what? I never really get a craving for it, but sometimes you just get it. I liked their, what was the gold one?
Oh, that was good.
And then they had hot chicken. That was good.
I liked the, was it Georgia chicken?
It's either Carolina or
chicken.
Georgia.
It was like a honey mustard something, but it was hot. That was delicious.
Yeah, so I liked that one.
It really was good.
Which I don't even know if they still have anymore.
Carolina Gold.
Georgia Gold.
Georgia Gold?
Georgia Gold.
All right, well, whatever the heck it was good. I'll give them that. But, you know, sometimes you find yourself in a position where maybe you forgot your wallet or you just don't have any money at all, but you want the Colonel badly.
So what will you do?
This is amazing. Okay, you got a father and son in the car. They're in line at a KFC drive-thru. They see a guy who is, like, standing next to the building.
Yeah.
And, like, peeking around the corner. So he just starts running cell phone video. And as the clerk is handing the food out the window.
Please don't tell me. Don't tell us this.
He darts out of the corner and around the building and just, like seizes the football kind
takes
of thing.
The food.
And you just see him sprinting off with the bag of KFC.
Well, I guess this is an approach.
And you might be saying to yourself, like, now don't laugh. That guy's home. No.
No, he is not homeless. Is. He's not. He doesn't look it.
He's wearing running shoes, shorts, and it looks like a polo.
Is this just like this guy's thing? This is what he does?
He just, you know.
This is how he gets. I like how he thinks he gets a false start. It's like it is like a football thing.
It is.
It's not real.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it is.
You think it's just part of KFC trying to generate some people talking about that? Since their Georgia Gold's gone, they got nothing.
They need something else. If not, I feel like it's a prank between the guy filming and the guy who took the chicken.
That could be.
Maybe. Nothing's real anymore.
Man,
but if it was real, that's bad.
You're right. But I want it to be real, Nikki. I want someone
I know you do.
To get a reputation for running through drive-thrus stealing
taking
food.
The food.
Not my food, of course. And to be honest, most of the drive-thrus I go to, there's no room for this.
That's why it's a little suspicious.
That's why you think it's got to be
a little too easy.
A prank? Oh, man. Okay. But you know what? I do think the KFC sounds pretty good. You know, like
not like I'm chasing after it good, but like if it was there and it was handed.
No offense to the Colonel, but like if we were gonna go chicken, it'd probably be Chick-fil-A.
Something else.
Yeah, you know, with like their honey buttered little guys.
All the biscuit things or the little breakfast things. Yep. I never remember what those are called.
I don't know what they're called either, but when I got there, they'd know.
You'll run for that.
They'd be able
we'll
to help me.
We'll tackle somebody for that.
They'd be able to help me.
But that's about it.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Seems like it. Sounds like it.
I can't wait. They're rebuilding the Little House on the Prairie log cabin.
Finally! Yep. Now that's our next Riot road trip.
Yeah, it is. Come on. So they built the log cabin in 1977. They say that the weather has been really hard on it. And so to celebrate the 150th birthday of Laura Ingalls Wilder, they're going to rebuild the Little House on the Prairie.
Cabin.
Yep.
And where is this?
Oh, didn't I say?
I don't think I caught it.
It's in Kansas.
Kansas? Can you visit it?
It's in Independence, Kansas. You can go there. And it's got a little sign by it that you can see. Like, this is the log cabin that was made popular in Little House on the Prairie. But it's not from the show. It's from the actual, hey, we lived here and this was the place kind of thing. I will tell you, having seen the TV show they made of the books, this cabin really sucks compared to the multi-level extravaganza they had on
the TV show. That was the TV experience?
Oh, yeah.
So don't expect much.
Oh, yeah. Like,
boy,
that
how
is,
bad would that be? You're like, hey, what are we going to do for our summer break? You know, like, get a couple of weeks to go on a road trip. Either you're being taken on a road trip or you're leading one.
Yeah.
Then you roll on up in Kansas to the Little House on the Prairie house.
No offense, but like if you're spending your...
You made a wrong turn.
...road trip headed for the Little House on the Prairie house.
I feel that like is, that's if your mom like really liked it and maybe you could take her.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like that. I think my mom likes what's the HGTV designers that Chip and whatever.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
No, but she likes the other and they do all their stuff in Texas. It'd be like I want to take my mom there one day.
Okay.
So that she can go. Be like if your parents or your mom or grandmother liked Little House on the Prairie, you could take them to the house there in Kansas.
Well, there you go.
It's a road trip.
You're road tripping to the Little House. And look how little it really is.
It'd be like your good deed for your life.
When they said Little House on the Prairie, it's like, no, it's small,
guys. Is it a
guys.
Tiny house, or just that's what the sizing was of people back then?
You mean like Tiny House Hunter's house?
Yeah. Or is it bigger than that?
I don't know. It's pretty freaking small. I mean, it's one of those things where you'd be like, oh my gosh, the crossbeam, it hit me in the leg.
Well, when was this built?
Well, I mean, 18... It would have been 1870
Yeah, everybody
something.
Was smaller then.
1860 something.
They
yeah.
knew no better.
Well, they didn't have all the supplements and stuff that we have now.
The GMOs.
And all the antibiotics in the chicken.
And the corn syrup starch stuff.
Yeah. So it was built in, they think, 1869. And they're going to rebuild the cabin. And they're also going to add a barn to it. So they're really going to dress it up.
Come on. That sounds like a gift shop, doesn't it? A little cheese boutique or like a place where you could buy like Twizzlers.
Yeah. And Well, Twizzlers like they had on the prairie.
Well, you know, like if you ever go to Farmer's Market, the one near me has like Twizzlers, but they're not really. They're just in jars.
Healthy Twizzlers?
And like homemade ones or something.
I don't know. That you know what? Like the Farm Market near me.
Oh, that is small.
They have all these homemade fruit pies.
Yeah.
Those are to die for.
That's the size of a house back then?
Yeah.
Wow, that's bizarre. No wonder you're writing books.
They got nothing to do in there.
Nope, your imagination.
Where are they going to put the TV? And do you think, I don't even see an antenna on the outside.
I know. Did they have satellite?
Like they must have.
They must
That's
have
how they got
satellite.
Their internet.
They had nothing else.
Man, seriously, you live there, you don't know what's going on.
But you didn't know any better. Like that was maybe spacious. Like, oh, you lived inside? Like that was big stuff back then. We should be grateful.
You lived inside. Yes. That's amazing.
That was nice then.
Wow. Yep. Okay. All right. You know what? It makes me want to crank up the air conditioner and
turn on some lights and open a door or two.
Like, I want to go into the TV studio.
Yeah, I want to build an extension.
We need more room now.
More space.
More.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
On this Tuesday morning, when I think about what would make today, like today is just an okay day, but the thing that could really take it over the top
would be
some soda.
Ooh.
Right?
Doesn't
it sound good?
Your freestyle mix that you have on your app?
I have a freestyle app that lets me dial in my own mix. It is, okay, it's 75% mellow yellow zero cherry.
Yeah.
25% just mellow yellow zero cherry, or mellow yellow cherry. So you get a good, like it's sweet, but not too sweet. The other thing I discovered using a Coke freestyle machine is that a great mix can be had by taking that mellow yellow zero cherry and mixing it with mellow yellow limeade, which I feel like is something they just added. I've saw that popping up and I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And so mixing that with the limeade and you get a like a real cherry flavor with like a hint of lime, and it's good. It's all citrus. But it's delicious.
But it's delicious.
It's delicious.
So that's
citrus.
That's what you're craving today?
Yeah, doesn't that sound great?
It does.
I mean, it could really take us to the next level, Nikki. But then you find out that it's not really what's going to make you happy. You know it's not inside. You know that it won't make you happy.
It might for a little bit, but then you're back to the same problem that you need to face
lips.
In a different
like,
way. Just don't think about it. Stop talking about it.
I haven't had soda in 7, 9, 8. I think I'm coming up. I think today's day 11.
I think your body every morning is like, wait, are we still doing this no soda thing? Or are we going back to it today?
It's taking... It comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in waves.
Well, they always say it's like 30 days to get rid of when you have a really good habit.
Yeah.
And I think that qualified as a really good habit.
I'm doing good. You can see like my nervous habits where I pick at my fingers and stuff. Gone.
Much better.
Oh, yeah. Like you can see my fingers, like the way they've healed just from that. All that nervous energy is gone. But
well, that was because you had the perfect mixture of mellow yellow and limeade and cherry and all that fun stuff.
And I'd be drinking soda all day. Not really all day,
all
but
day,
it's just
every
like
day.
a little something to get you started in the morning, a little midday pick me up. And you know, you crash hard in the afternoon, but if you can, you take a little nap and then have a little something to bring you up out of the nap. And then
before you know it, then you're having to do this cleanse, which is what you're doing.
Well, I want it, Nikki. I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm thinking about it.
Stop
but I
thinking
am.
About it. Move on. We got to find something else. Think
Move
about
on.
Find other people's problems. Find a really good story where you're like, I can't believe. And then that'll make you feel better.
Listen, here's what we're going to do is I feel like we all need to hold hands and walk, confront the truth. We're going to walk into the truth. And that is, I've got a story here about artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
A study that was just done.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. So if you're like me and you know, you heard me. I'm a mixologist. I like to take some diet soda, mix it with some regular soda because, you know, that fake sweet's not enough. I got to get a little bit of the real
stuff. You got to have a perfect mixture.
Yeah. So I've got news on you if you're a diet drink person.
We can't wait to hear the news that you have to tell us.
John, who just texted in, he says, as a big soda drinker, flavored water has helped a lot.
Yeah, totally. A little sparkling water. A little flavored water.
What am I going to put in that?
You can buy flavored water.
Where do I get it?
At the grocery store.
Oh,
or at the Coke Freestyle.
Peasant's drink.
Peasant's drink.
Water.
It's sparkling water.
What makes it sparkle? Does it have artificial
magic?
Like, is it freaking artificial flavors? Because
no,
or sweetener? Because at that point, I might as well just have a soda.
Sometimes when I see it, there's this one. It's like a coconut lime one that I really like. And when I'm drinking it, I'm like, this is just soda. I mean, it's just got a higher content of water, but I mean, I don't know what else.
If it just has aspartame as flavoring, it's just like, man, I'm going all the way. Get me NutraSweet and sweet and low and dump it in this soda. Dang it. This coffee's good.
Some water
I got some coffee here. It's got some coconut milk in it.
Get some water with a splash of lemon. That'll be nice.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to the worst of The Riot? Radio U.
I want to say what's up to John. He texted in and said flavored water has helped him get over the soda thing. He actually likes it now with no sweetener. He just likes to drink carbonated water.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me.
Caitlin also says the same thing. You should go with flavored water, and Dean as well.
Yeah. You know, John goes on to say that soda is almost too sweet. I don't even understand what that means.
What is talk like that?
I mean, I can define all of the words individually, and yet the group meaning escapes me.
Sure. Well, John, we just have to, you know, think good thoughts about you, because I'm not sure you're right.
I'm sure he's a good person somewhere on the inside. So here's the deal.
Give us the article on how bad it is to have a diet soda.
We've got a study that they've been looking at. There's Megan Azad. She's the lead author and a research scientist from the University of Manitoba. And here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to look at, like, okay, we got all this stuff with artificial sweeteners in it. Aspartame, whatever. You put it in diet pop.
Yeah.
Diet soda. So what? Does it help? Like, does it do anything at all? And here's what they found. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't need to be in there?
Well, no, it's like this. They said the only case where it's actually working is, let's say, Nikki, that you drink 3 cans of Mountain Dew every day.
Sure.
Okay.
That would not be my drink of choice, but let's just
play along.
Let's
say you did. All right. This is theoretical, Nikki.
Yes,
let's call her Nicole.
I have 3 cans of Mountain Dew every day.
If Nicole has 3 cans of Mountain Dew every day, and then Nicole swaps those 3 cans out for 3 cans of Diet Mountain Dew.
Sure.
And then is consistent in all the rest of her dietary habits. And the only thing that has changed is she just has those 3 cans of Diet Mountain Dew instead of her 3 cans of regular Mountain Dew. Theoretically, yes, it is still possible for Nicole to lose weight for swapping out the diet soda. But they say if you just look at the long-term effects of the people that use it, no one loses weight drinking diet soda.
Well, you kind of get people that go one way or the other. You get some, they're like, no, it's better to have that than the calories and the content of a regular. Then you get people who say, no, you should only have regular soda because the other stuff's not good for you. And at least this is just sugar or something a little bit easier on you, which is why we should maybe then go back to the sparkling water that everybody's been suggesting.
Right.
Because nothing's good.
They also say that observational data.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is literally just, hey, here's Bob, here's Nicole. They drink Diet Pop. We're just watching them. Like, we're not taking blood tests. We're not taking whatever. They said that those who regularly consume artificial sweeteners are more likely to develop health problems.
I'm sorry, what? Happy?
Well, could be happy.
Happy?
Like, could be the
happy health. Happy health is what I'm hearing.
Is that what you're hearing? Okay.
I am.
I'm going to say my sentence. Okay.
And then let me hear it.
And then you can have your sentence. Okay. That they're more likely to develop health problems.
Happy health.
Okay. I mean, like, I hear what you're saying. Right. And I hear
That's
what you're
great.
Hearing.
I see, like, your lips are moving, and it seems like you're saying happy health, like good health. Is that it?
Yeah. They say that these artificial sweeteners still need to be studied more, because they say a quarter of children in the U.S., 41% of adults in the United States consume them at least once a day.
Just remember, anything that's delicious or tastes wonderful is bad for you.
The other thing
good
that's
rule of thumb.
Super interesting, if you're somebody who's like, well, I don't drink diet soda, but it could be in your yogurt. Like, you actually...
There are a lot of sweetener and stuff?
Yeah, there are a lot of products that put an artificial sweetener in it that you don't know about. Yeah. But they say that if you're actually interested... Oh, gosh, shut up, Megan. She says if you really want to get healthy, you got to look at cutting all of it out. It's cool, though. This water I got right here, listen to this. That's my water bottle. Oh, man.
No sweetener in that.
Nature's nectar, I call it.
Just the nice taste of the metal inside that bottle.
I like it.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
It is the riot on Radio U. He might be new to you, but I've known Daraj for a long time.
Do you guys go way back and I just wasn't included?
In fact, if you go back and look in the Radio U TV archives, you will see me Skyping with Daraj.
Well, now it's good to have him on Radio U as well.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Daraj.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. It's good to be back. Nikki, it's a pleasure meeting you for the first time.
It is a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. We're glad you could be a part of Radio U2, which we'll play in a few minutes with the new song Watching, which also has Aaron Cole on it and Cannon as well.
Yes, yes.
So, Daraj, you still live in Orlando?
We still here. Sun's still shining.
Yeah, right on. So the last time we talked, you told me you were living in Orlando and you're doing hip-hop and graphic design. Are you still drawing stuff?
I still work full-time as a graphic designer, but, you know, I always like to say my Bruce Wayne during the day is, you know, my full-time graphic design work, and then my Batman is Daraj all hours. So.
Well, if we...
I kind of run both lanes.
If we need to, if we ever talk in the future, you can just pretend we're potential graphic design clients.
That's right.
And we're just trying to buy some new designs.
Well, I'll tell you, some things have changed since the last time we talked, because a few years back I was... still doing a lot of artwork, freelance artwork for the label, and even for some other artists that you may or may not know of. But since then, I think late last year, I stopped taking on any freelance design work just so I can focus a little bit more on my artistry. Because, you know, I'm in a very unique just kind of space to be able to be on a label that's growing and thriving. And so I really wanted to maximize this on this, you know, the season that I'm in.
So you're not doing freelance that anymore. Like, you're more focused on hip hop. So talk to us, what's going on with Daraj the artist?
Yeah. So Daraj the artist, I've been just trying to put out more music for people. You know, I still feel like I'm a bit under the radar, even though I've gained a lot of traction. You know, I've had music placed on ESPN and NBA and March Madness and Journeys and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the music has been getting out, but at the same time, there's still like a, you know, who is Daraj kind of within the atmosphere. So, you know, this year for me, it's just been trying to
get more out get more out there then.
Yeah, just allowing people to understand who I am, what's important to me, you know, what I sound like sonically, because you know, when I first got put on the scene, I dropped an EP, and then, you know, shortly after that, I did a joint EP with my label mate, or formerly mate, B. Cooper. And so this time around, I'm wanting to get a bit more exclusive and give people the opportunity to just hear and know who I am, apart from any features, apart from, you know, joint collaborations. You know, I want people to see who Daraj is. So that's kind of the goal for this year. With this EP, with some of the singles I'm dropping, that's the heart behind
it. So I'm hearing no collab with Obi then, Daraj. Is that it? So we can just go ahead and shelve that if we'd like.
I might make a few exceptions. You know, rules are meant to be broken every once in a while.
When he collabs, he's a vital part of it, and you get his name there. So
it's true.
There you go.
Let me tell you what. If you're flying under the radar, I'm under the radar.
You're under the radar. You're like, super underground.
I'm talking, I was about to say some real underground hip-hop, man.
It's like, something you've never, ever heard because it's not there, so that's why.
Well, look, man, we all got to eat together, so if I come up, you coming up with me.
Well, that's good. Aw, he'll bring you up with him.
So, man, I know that you're working on a new EP, but, you know, you're trying to get out there a little bit more. As an artist, like, what has that looked like for you? Are you playing more shows? You focus more on social media? How do you get out there?
Yeah, so, and it's funny, man. I was I was at a local show recently for some young up-and-coming artists in the Orlando area, and they were kind of asking the same question because, you know, a few years ago, it was just different, like the music scene, the industry, you know, the way you got in front of people, you know, was shows, you know, CD sales were different. And also, too, just here in Orlando, just the scene was different. It was more active. There were a lot of shows happening. I feel like that's changed a bit. So now, you know, you kind of get the task of how do I generate and curate an audience, you know, in the current music climate. And so, you know, hopefully with this EP rollout, we're trying some new things. And I've just recently actually, you know, implemented something new that I'm doing where I'm able to give my followers a special cell phone number or, you know, just number in general where they can call or text me and they can contact Daraj directly. And also I can talk with them and share with them, you know, any updates or exclusive content or any rollouts that we're doing or giveaways or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, that's a fun idea.
All in the hopes of, you know, just adding that human element to the equation, because I think, you know, when you see your favorite artists on social media and at a show, they kind of feel larger than life. But, you know, nowadays where there's so many options out there and music that people can listen to, you know, you kind of got to carve out a specific lane for you and, you know, reach your people, your tribe a bit more intentionally. And so I would advise that for any artist in this current music climate, like find ways to talk to your people and curate your audience and give them what they're, you know, they're looking for from you, because, you know, the people who follow us support us, they're the reason why we do what we do.
Sure.
And they give us the platform to do what we do. So we can't neglect them. You know what I mean? Like, we're here because of them.
Dude, Daraj telling you how it is done.
Because nowadays, you don't even know if half the time who you think you're talking to is not even the artist anymore. So
exactly,
that's a very, very smart move on that. Very good.
So, well, dude, we appreciate you taking some time to hang out with us this morning and just chat, man. I know that you're a really busy guy, so we're excited about your new music.
Anytime, man. Yeah, and I truly thank you all for, you know, giving us artists, CHH artists, you know, a platform to get our music out to people who may not know about us. You know, you all are very pivotal and very instrumental in the life and career of a, you know, of an artist, so... you know, my hat's off, you know, to what you all do, and I know it's not easy running a station. So we're here. RMG is here for y'all. And we appreciate it just as much. So,
dude, that's awesome. This is Daraj, guys. Hey, thanks again. Hang on just one second.
Hang tight. So new music. Find more details. So shop.radiou.com for watching. And it does feature Aaron Cole and Cannon as well. So all three of them, an amazing combination.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
If you wanted to compile a list of movies I will not be seeing this summer, it's probably a longer list than movies I've seen. I've had a hard time getting to the movies the last couple weeks.
You had more, like, I felt like you had more, like, during the spring.
I saw.
There was a couple of weeks where I felt like you got in a really good amount of numbers of movies.
March and May were huge movie months for me.
Summer, it kind of died off.
Yeah, it's been a little weak, which is, well, you know, May I did good. June I did okay. Like late June, mid July, I'm just failing. Just a terrible person.
Well, they're concerned.
Yeah.
And is it them or is it you?
Oh, it's me. Come on, Nikki.
Are you sure?
Right. Look at these shoulders. They bear the burden.
It's on your responsibility.
They absolutely bear
the burden. Well, then what do you do?
I don't know what I'm going to do about it, but I do know this. The movie that I'm not seeing under any circumstances, in no way, shape, or form, is It.
Oh, the clown movie?
Yep.
The trailer's still on that. Wah, it looks so crazy.
You know that thing in the trailer where the little Kodak carousel projector thing gets stuck? And it's, they're like, turn it off, turn it off. And then the clown is like looking at them through the pictures. And I'm like,
what is it? We saw it on YouTube, which was freaky enough. And then we saw Baby Driver, and it was on before that one.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't want to see it.
And man, you're like, I can't look away. The screen's too big. It's everywhere.
The movie is scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, the trailer is so scary that I don't even want to know
the movie.
Well,
I feel like I got enough.
I'm
good. But
I got enough.
But so, and I didn't know that it was never a movie. It was like, well, it's a made-for-TV movie, but it wasn't like in theaters?
No. Well, I believe they released it in theaters overseas, mm-hmm. and that's where it gets a little weird. And so if you would have gone to a video store any time in, what, like the late 90s, the last 10, 15 years, you would have seen it as like a DVD on a shelf, as like it was a movie. But that was
but
it
in
was,
the United it was States, a, it wasn't out in theaters like that.
No, it was a miniseries that ran on TV.
Ugh, but I don't want to see it.
No, don't. I'm out. But there's one little asterisk, little thing next to that. There's no absolute way under any circumstances. Oh my gosh! And I mean, if you paid me millions, sure, I can.
Well,
endure
I think
that.
We all would.
I'll get the botulism cheese. I'll put my feet up.
I'd even sit in the first row for sure. that amount of money.
Sure.
Right up close to the clown.
But, ooh, I'd sit in a theater full of clowns.
Oh, gosh, that'd be the horrible prank yeah. if that clown comes running in.
But the guy mm-hmm. that directed it
yeah.
has just announced that he's going to direct the Robotech movie.
Which one's
that
Robotech?
Sony is doing. Now, Nikki, Robotech was a series of three different cartoons that were edited and mushed together in the mid-80s, the most famous of which would be Super Dimensional Fortress Macross.
We've all heard of that one.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And they are still making Macross cartoons in Japan, but they've never made a live-action thing. And so there it is. They say they're going to do it. They say they got the producers, they got the director.
They're
now
ready.
If we could just get a script. Oh.
Oh,
right.
They'll get one soon. It's fine.
No, they've announced this multiple times over the years, but
now they
say
think it really?
That the guy that directed it is going to bring this to the silver screen.
Sure.
I'm game for that.
Well, I'll tell you, it, for as scary as it looks, really does have a good look to it.
Well, it looks
it's very stylized, very...
It looks very well made.
It's taking off, I feel, of like Stranger Things, and it's got
all
this,
in that wheelhouse.
It's all in that wheelhouse. Looks like something that would be popular, so they picked a good guy.
Yeah. Not that I want to see it.
No. No one. Yeah, no one still wants to go see it.
But I would totally go see Robotech. Think about it, Nikki. A plane that transforms into a robot that transforms into like a plane robot? Yes!
It's printing money.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, where are you at on hot dogs these days?
I don't really like hot dogs. I like Costco hot dogs.
I don't like those at all.
I like because they're
all
beef.
They taste too much like sausage.
And I do like the brats that they have, but I'm not really a fan of a hot dog.
I like to go to the gas station and get a hot dog.
You're just rolling
actually
dice with that.
I like
last
to
time
go,
Eric got sick. He got sick on one of those roller dogs. You guys should not eat those.
Straight up, like real talk, you and me right now. Two places. I like to go to the Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of hot dogs they're rolling down there, but that's a good dog. All right. Not all of the whatever, just like their straight 100% beef hot dog. And Nikki, for I think it's $3.69, I can get a 44-ounce soda, a roller dog.
A combo?
I think I can actually get two roller items and a bag of chips.
Well, that's the lunch right there.
What's the total package? All right,
everything.
I've got a main course, a side, and a refreshing soft drink.
Not that
I drink soda anymore.
So that's what you like, yeah.
11 days without. Not that we're counting. Not that we're putting little notches on our skin to remind us how many days it's been. No, but the guys at Sabrette, whose hot dogs I've never eaten.
How do you spell it?
S-A-B-R-E-T-T. They had to do a massive recall of hot dogs. I'm talking 7 million pounds of hot dogs.
That's amazing.
Because bone fragments started popping up.
Their tagline is New York's number one hot dog, renowned for fabulous taste.
I just wanted you to know that finding bone fragments in my hot dog is such a sad reminder of what hot dogs are.
I
like to think of hot dogs as a fruit. You know, it's like it's fruity.
Fell from the hot dog tree?
Someone has peeled the skin off, and this is the fruit that was underneath. It's like a banana.
Straight from their website, they're made with selected cuts of beef, all natural spices. No fillers or extenders are
except
ever added, except for bones.
Asterisk, except for bones.
Gross.
So they've had to recall all this hot dog
meat.
7 million pounds
of hot dogs? What do they do with it then?
Okay.
You throw it away or, you know,
my
like,
thought is you take all those hot dogs, you start grinding up the meat again, and then you
redo
just...
redo it? Send it back through.
They probably just grind it on a finer setting.
No, I bet you there's some landfill where there's all these birds on top, and you're like, I wonder what's there.
Do you think you could feed it to animals?
That's what I was wondering, but I don't...
Do crows care if they get a little bone in there?
I don't think you're allowed to, though, because, I mean, talk about if your plant sets food out one day and then suddenly the birds know where to go or the bears. You just have all these animals come by and you can't really do that.
So what do you say, like a... some sort of a hot dog relocation program where all across the United States they're just dumping...
I bet there's just
hot dogs out.
They're burning them.
National parks.
You know, like when they get really big loads of like drugs and they burn them.
Can you imagine the smell of 7 million hot dogs?
It sounds like they probably covered it up during the 4th of July and they were trying to burn them all. They're like, someone's just cooking out. It's fine.
Well, you know, this holiday, people love to grill them dogs.
That's what we're smelling, and they didn't know that it was because they had all these problems.
Oh yeah. Well, hot dogs are good, Nikki, and they're good for you too.
Not with bone fragments.
Well, okay.
And then it's like, I love recalls. First time someone does it, they're like, well, what's that? And then second time and third time, like, what's the magical number?
How many times?
Yeah, till when?
How many phone calls?
This Sabrette hot dog company had to go, well, Bob, we have a problem now. And then they have to push the button on a recall.
I want to call Sabrette and be like, hello? Yes. Are these bone-in hot dogs or boneless? Because there's a bone in my hot dog! From now on, I'm breaking my hot dogs in half to get a peek inside
first. Just to see.
But what if it's not a long bone? What if it's a short one? You're hacking on it.
Probably crunch it. You're fine.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
A plane that transforms into a robot? That transforms into like a plane robot? Yes!